B-Pod Studios.
What day is it today?
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
Make it a great day.
It isn't Tuesday.
Wrong. Yes. It's Tuesday.
Let's have a great day.
Tuesday.
Let's have a great day.
Have a great day, everybody.
So it's Tuesday.
Good morning. Get that coffee going and let's have a great day.
Showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
It's a little wet out there. By the way, watch out for hydrant leaning today. Hank can attest to that, right?
It was like I drove into Revere Beach at high tide. Southbound Expressway, right lane, right by Mass Ave. Very bad.
Yep.
The nice thing is the rain fills in all the potholes.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. That way you can't see them. It's spectacular out there. But it's mild, so okay.
Yeah,
it's going to dry out during the day, right?
I mean, it's going to dry out.
It's going to rain again and again. It's like we get 2 days, and I blame it because I bought an outdoor set.
You're probably right.
That's all the reason.
Maybe it's just because it's April.
It's never rained this
much. April showers thing is
Yeah.
You know that the 16 of the 22 days of April so far we've had rain.
Yeah, and it's usually the average is 8. You and I both watched the news last night. Yes, thanks, we did. Harvey Leonard.
Thank you very much. Okay, so showers early, then it's going to be just cloudy this afternoon. Mid-50s for the high. Tomorrow, the sunshine will be out tomorrow. A few clouds mixed in, but we're back into the 60s, okay? Right now it's like 43 degrees in Boston here at WR.
Got a big Bruins game tonight, Game 7.
This is huge, Game 7 against Toronto. And by the way, we're going to talk to Jack Edwards at 8:20 this morning and see what he has to say about the whole thing. Another thing we have to cover this morning. Jeopardy. LBF was mentioning it in
I
in
watched
the news
it
here.
Last night.
He won again.
I was nervous.
John Holzhauer. You were nervous, really.
Well, I mean, the thing is here, because at one point, for maybe a moment, the girl was catching up to him a little bit. But then his strategy is amazing. There's just no way if you win all the $1,000 and the $2,000 right off the bat.
Nobody can catch up.
No one can catch up. It's a brilliant... brilliant concept.
It helps to know the answers, too.
It does, but like just the two of them together, this guy is going to run away with it.
Well, we have to talk about how he could be ruining things.
He could be ruining Jeopardy.
Yeah.
He could be breaking Jeopardy.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's major concern with the accountants, the Jeopardy accountants right now.
Really?
Yep.
Well, Alex Trebek does make $271,000 a day, so I'm not worried.
Okay. Hey, he could take a pay cut.
Why you blaming Alex?
Would you call that irony?
That would be amazing.
That he's threatening
the Jeopardy,
cause the end of that show.
Okay, we'll have a special Jeopardy report for you this morning. And let me see what else we got. Oh, Dirty Laundry. What do you cover in Dirty Laundry today? You going to talk anything about Nicolas Cage?
I was actually going to talk about Nicolas Cage because I don't know if you are married to somebody for 4 days, do you deserve spousal support? But if you're married to Nicolas Cage, maybe you do because that seems like a nightmare.
Okay, we got that coming up. I got to go ahead and I think I got to pull the trigger on Hank's Christmas gift today. Have you seen the?
Oh,
you're
gonna just tell him.
The goth Crocs.
Oh yes.
Oh, I haven't seen the goth Crocs.
Oh,
you know, I don't think you should encourage this bad habit. It's like
you're enabling him.
Yeah, it's like buying a carton of cigarettes for your grandmother.
Okay, I'm sorry,
which we did.
He's got taste, style, and appreciation of. All things fine.
Okay. You're on your way to work this morning. Are you on your way to the worst job in America? We know what they are.
Got here. All
okay, right. Stick around. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorna and Wally Show.
Well, when I first received this information about jobs, and Hank is the one who pointed it out to me, I was thinking, wow, this is stunning to me because everyone in this studio is involved in one of the worst jobs available. Yeah, I know.
Really?
It's hard to believe. So they did this big study on jobs and, you know, who has the worst jobs. And in the top 10 worst jobs in America, broadcaster, DJ, and newspaper reporter are all in the top 10.
I've had all three of those.
Yeah, LB is,
she's 2 for 3.
She's 2 for 3 on the whole thing. And,
but broadcaster, I don't really consider myself a broadcaster.
Well,
I mean, if you heard me read the news, it's terrible.
No, it's not.
I mean, is a broadcaster more like a TV broadcaster or just an overall
I think there's anybody in broadcasting.
Is this really broadcasting?
Yeah. This is pretty good.
What do you put down in your tax return?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that why you always file an extension?
I don't know. I mean, I might still be a reporter, which, you know, they probably feel bad for me anyway, so.
Wow. I would think that, like, high-rise window washer would be an awful job.
But, you know, people who do that sort of thing don't even have a problem with that. They don't, because you have a little acrophobia, right?
Not only that, but I have a fear of heights, too.
Okay. So they based this, what they did, they based this on pay, growth in the field, and stress. So, you know, somebody who doesn't
when
have
you put it that way.
Okay, so now you see.
So what's the worst?
The worst of all.
Because I want to feel better.
If you're on your way to work this morning and you are a cab driver.
Oh.
That is, a taxi driver is the worst.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
Talking to you.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah, we're talking to you. Your job is terrible. Hmm?
Okay.
Talking to you.
Who knew? So, you know, if I...
Well, the thing is that those industries have changed and shrunk in so many ways. Like cab driver, Uber, newspaper, online, broadcasting, streaming. You know, it's just like...
Yeah, even like retail salesperson.
Yeah.
Like Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon.
Like,
yeah.
It's all been taken over by...
All changed.
It's a contracting industry versus one that's...
Expanding.
My buddy Jim Henry, 1997 Cambridge Cab Driver of the Year. He's been beaten, stabbed...
Really?
People have stolen things, but he's also met some really cool people like JFK Jr.
Does he still have the award?
You want to know what? It was covered with blood after he was...
Oh, my God. I thought it was his job, you know, like, you know, not making enough money, but I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those guys, I mean, that's a tough job.
If I'd had to guess from the very beginning, what would be? I would have guessed Pablo Sandoval's proctologist.
Yeah.
Of all the worst job in America.
Wow, you're thinking about that, though. That's interesting
specific.
To me. Yes.
Wow.
Boy,
okay,
this job
I've thought
just got
about
worse.
That enough.
This
thank
job
you very
just
much.
Got worse.
Just got worse.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay. 1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. So everybody's talking about this this problem up in New Hampshire, up in Salem, where this guy's, I don't know if he's a hoarder or what, but he's got like 2,000 boxes in his yard.
Entire backyard.
And his neighbors are upset about
filled
this.
With printer boxes and printers. And he won't clean them up. And the town and the neighbors are like, you know, livid. And now it's become a health hazard because there are rats and skunks and things like that. Now, the whole story last night, I'm just watching it. I'm like, what the heck? No one said why. I'm like, why? Why? Why is this happening? This is part of the who, what, when, where, why? Why is this guy doing this? So I found out.
Ooh,
so I'm like,
really?
Because I'm like, is he a hoarder? Is he just...
No, because I was wondering, too. What's
he building a really cool box fort and it just got out of hand?
Yeah, really.
Like, what happened?
He just ran out of ink cartridges and he was like, oh, those things are too expensive.
I got to buy in bulk.
Exactly.
I mean, wet cardboard is very messy.
Oh, yeah.
So the guy's name is Michael Bates, and he said that it's his divorce, the Chinese ban on recyclables, and an emotional decision to close his liquidation business as the reasons printer boxes are piled 5 feet high in the backyard of his home.
Oh, it looks higher than that, boy.
It looks like it looks like leftover snow.
It does exactly what
you know,
I thought.
It, like, yep. It looks yep. like left like there was a storm and then it's starting to melt, but not all of it is melted.
I think it'd be a bit of a fire hazard too.
I mean, everything about it is terrible. But apparently, the house has been empty for months, which is probably why he's just left it. Sometimes just like, you know what?
So he's not living in there. Huh?
And, no, he's not living there. And apparently, you know, he had this, the boxes are filled with non-functioning printers that he acquired through his liquidation business. He acquired the printers as he was shutting down the business, which happened abruptly. And then this is part of the fallout. When he closed his warehouse as he shut down his business, there was nowhere else to store his printers.
Oh, man.
So that's what happened. And this happened in the middle of their 3-year nasty divorce.
Because
that always, like, just add a divorce into the situation. And
poor guy.
And then, apparently, and I didn't even know this, but the Chinese ban on importing recycling didn't help the matter. I guess the United States has traditionally exported a majority of recycled items to China, but in July of 2017, the Chinese government put a ban on importing 24 types of solid waste. So that's the problem, too. So I don't know. It's going to take about $13,000 to clean up the
mess. Holy cow.
And the town is going to make them do it.
You know what the nice thing is? It's in Salem, New Hampshire, not Salem, Massachusetts.
Okay, that's an excellent point on your part.
Not in my backyard, says Hank.
I know that having that many printers not working is annoying, but I mean, we've got one down the hall that didn't work this morning, and I was super annoyed. So I can't imagine having 2,000.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I guess that's what happens if you lose a warehouse. You know, there are storage places. You know, like, wouldn't he do that?
They cost money, too.
That's right.
It's all about money.
Anyway, that is the why,
okay,
everybody.
Now
I'm
you
so
know
happy
why
to know.
That's happening. Okay.
Good luck to that
Thank
guy.
You for the updates this morning.
The Lorne and Wiley Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is a big night for the Bruins, right, Hank?
Yeah, they need a big Game 7 win against the Maple Leafs to advance. It's tonight at the TD Garden. The winner goes on to face Columbus. Red Sox and Tigers rained out last night. They play a doubleheader today. First game at 1:05, the second at 7:10. And the Celts will host the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference semifinals beginning sometime this weekend. Bucks swept the Pistons. Celts beat the Bucks last year in seven games.
Okay, there you go. And by the way, speaking of the Bruins tonight, a special guest on the show this morning, 8:20, Jack Edwards will be here to tell us what he thinks is going to happen tonight. Okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Did you watch Jeopardy last night?
Sure did.
You watched last night.
I've been cheating on Chronicle. I'm sorry.
So this is. I know that you were not a Jeopardy fan at all before.
You know what? I wasn't. And I feel like I've been missing out because Jeopardy is super fun, and this particular guy James is making it. Insane. It's crazy to watch.
So the gold standard, so to speak, for Jeopardy. Been around for like a long time, and Ken Jennings is his name, and he's the first guy to ever go over $1 million and all that sort of thing on Jeopardy.
He won
2.5 million, 2.48 million dollars or something like that.
74 games in a row.
74 straight games he won.
Back in the '90s, right?
Was nope, 2004.
Oh wow,
so that was 2004, and he's played in a number of they have the great champions back to compete against each other, you know, like every year. And he's played in a number of those. He made a lot of money.
Yeah, but he's old news now because this guy, James
Holzhauer,
he is killing it. He wins like an average of, what, 90,000 a game.
Well, his average is 74,000 plus per game. And last night he won his 13th game. Last night he took home $90,812.
He's almost at a million.
He's at $942,738 that he's won now. And that's in just 13.
All right. Do you think tonight he can make it come out to an even $1 million?
That was probably
what that's what he does weird stuff with numbers.
I bet he'll try to do that.
Double Jeopardy's like strange numbers.
Yeah.
And
like makes it spell, you know, what if he can make it spell boobies. Like
yeah, like right, we're doing the calculator.
That'd be awesome.
Early was doing like
strategy. Has anybody ever used this strategy before?
Yes.
I mean, they have. Okay, but they just have never been that successful. So he has two things going for him. He has this great strategy, and he knows all the answers. And he knows all the really hard answers.
Yeah, I think what the extra layer into his strategy is hitting those $1,000 first.
Yes, then they can't catch
up. Old, like the hunt and peck strategy, there's a name for it that Jeopardy like enthusiasts have, but... Yeah. Was going for those double Jeopardies and hunting for them first.
Yep.
But he gets those thousands first
and
builds up so much
money.
Nobody
can catch up with it.
Yes.
Yep.
Then they can't catch up. And then they get nervous and then they start to giggle. The other contestants are just like,
Well, you know, the other contestants, you feel sorry for them because they're just innocent bystanders.
I felt bad for the two people last night.
Exactly. They didn't have a prayer.
The poor sleepwalking guy. I'm like, God, he's going to be sleepwalking more tonight.
You better have one good story.
Yeah, that's it, because that's the only one you're going to tell.
So, the interesting thing now is, because the people at Jeopardy were getting pretty excited at the beginning, you know, he'd won like five in a row, and everybody was talking about it, so they knew that more people were going to start tuning into Jeopardy. And the ratings are at an all-time high now, because people are telling her, hey, you got to watch, you know, and so a lot of people watch this. That means they can charge more for their advertising. But now, the accountants at Jeopardy are getting very, very nervous because
they're going to have to pay this guy.
They're giving away more money than they're making.
Oh, the suits always get in the way.
The suits are getting really, really nervous about this because ordinarily the old, you know, the old standard was they would give away about $20,000, a little over $20,000 a night. Well, it's now three. It's three seven, and a half times that they're giving away.
Well, this guy is a professional gambler. So you know, like when a professional gambler is at a casino and starts like on a run, they'll like
the people
swap
in the
out
pit.
The dealer,
yes,
or they'll
exactly.
do something and
anything
like they'll
to
mess
get the
with
guy
them,
out
so
of there.
He's
well,
now on a run.
I think they probably are going to do that. I think that the questions are going to be because you can see he has a couple of weaknesses there, like a little bit of pop culture, a little bit of like he's very good at geography. I mean,
he's bad at social cues.
He's very. I mean, he's kind of a. His teeth are very white.
I think he's got a few extra ones in there. He's got such a weird smile.
Maybe they
it's
need
so
to take
creepy.
Math and science out.
No, he's actually pretty. He's good at that.
Yeah, that's right. Good, remove those questions.
Yeah, and then put in like the questions that I would know.
You think they'll really start trying to game him a little bit?
Oh, make they it have tougher? To because they have to because it's a game, isn't it? A game.
But, like, then who's ever going to beat him? Because anybody, you know, if he can't get him, who's going to get him?
Another special unicorn.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's like Ken Jennings' run of 74. At least he spread out the. The money,
this guy's,
the winnings.
This guy's such a professional sports gambler because he wants to go big.
Yeah.
He wants to make the money. And,
that's what eventually has to bite him.
Yes.
But it just has
it's
not
It's his Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is Achilles heel?
Is he...
Don't ask me that question. I know what it is. It's what the little kid cuts. But anyway. So,
takes cemetery. A long time to recover.
That's right. Okay, so there you go. And it'll be on
It's going to be on all week. Tonight, and Alex Trebek seems to be having a good time with it. He seems to like to kind of like him.
Yeah.
I wonder when that will change.
It's funny that the show is in jeopardy with this guy winning.
Yeah. Could the winning of Jeopardy be put Jeopardy in jeopardy is the whole question, I guess.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Doc Sider is calling longtime patient Pud Frampton with the result of his recent tests, and we hear.
Hello.
Hello, Pud. This is Doc Sider calling.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Hi, Pud. Well, the results of your test are in, and it's not good.
Oh?
I got bad news and worse news.
Oh, no. Well, what's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is you got 48 hours to live.
Oh, no. Well, what could be worse than that?
Well, I forgot to call you yesterday.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody. We've got about 7.5-8 weeks till school vacation is out, out for the summer.
Summer vacation.
We're planning some kind of a big vacation, some fancy schmancy thing so you can
dress
all your
friends. It's April vacation in some states, and we just wrapped up our April vacation, and the problem is social media. Before social media, you just never really knew. The kids would say, oh, so and so went to Florida, why can't we? And that's the end of it. Yeah. But now,
because I'm not making money, okay?
But now you just hop on Facebook or Instagram and everybody's posting their Disney vacations or their Punta Cana vacations or their Hawaii vacations. I'm talking to you, Gatlins. And I know, wasn't that nice? But now if you feel left out, if you have FOMO, you could pay a website to take your family's picture and then insert it into a vacation montage that makes people think that you're awesome.
This is unbelievable.
It's slightly pathetic.
It's a phony vacation.
Yeah, I understand. Everything's phony.
Yeah.
We're living in phony times,
This would
people.
Be so good, though, for your annoying relatives that live across the country. You know, they aren't going to, your neighbors are going to know if, like, they see you walking down the street. You're not in Punta Cana.
Yeah,
but a lot of people now will wait until the vacation's
over
so they don't get their house robbed while they're away, and then just post a few pictures when they get back.
Gee,
so
where did they go? Boy, it looked like I had a great time in Vegas. It's $20 and up. It's the website is fakeavacation.com, and this is really interesting. 1 out of 7 people have admitted they've lied about a vacation to impress people. That seems slightly desperate to me. I mean, I've lied about certain things, height. Wait. Hey!
I'm sorry.
Wow. He was talking about himself.
I'm talking about me.
You know, he finished my sentence.
You know. Well, he wouldn't dare try to finish a meatball sub.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
So what did there? See?
But the thing is, on this fake vacation website,
yes,
it's the worst Photoshop ever.
Oh, it's like really
bad. So bad. I feel like I could do a better job.
If anyone wants,
if anybody wants to fake a vacation, send me a picture and I'll Photoshop it anywhere you want.
I
send it back to you for nothing.
Here.
Now you said it starts at like $20. I mean, the nicer the place, the more expensive the photo.
Maybe the more the photos.
I guess the more photos. But the trick is that you have to match the photo for the place. Because if you're in
you got a ski sweater on and you're in Hawaii,
that doesn't work. So use it wisely, you liars.
So there you go.
Anything nice for Lowell? I've been thinking about
it. It's great.
Taking the commuter rail up
and
there.
By the way, in seven and a half to eight weeks when the kids are out of school, your morning commute, there will be 43% fewer accidents.
Oh, well, yeah,
go
I know.
Figure,
yeah,
huh?
Because parents drive their kids to school.
There you go.
Let them take the bus.
Okay, so we got coming up next. We got the Dirty Laundry Report, and boy, there's some weird stuff going on.
If you're
there.
Married to Nicolas Cage for 4 days, do you deserve spousal support for the rest of your life? Maybe.
Hank is here.
Maybe you do.
Update on the commute. Hank, what's going on?
Well,
Dirty Laundry on the air, WROR.
We've got some Prince news, Adele news. Game of Thrones, kind of a spoiler. Everyone knows about it at this point. It's Tuesday. Yeah. But first, is being married to Nicolas Cage for 4 days enough hell on earth to get spousal support for the rest of your life?
Well, I don't know. Let's see here. What do you think?
Green button.
I know.
Yeah.
That is Nicolas
Cage. He's creepy and nuts and whatever. But anyway, he got married to this woman, Erica, for 4 days. He asked for an annulment because he claimed fraud. Plus, he didn't have the ability to recognize the full impact of his actions because I think he was hammered.
He was hammered at the time.
And
this was in Vegas, right?
She's cool with a divorce, though, but she wants to get one with spousal support. She says that 12 days after Cage filed for the annulment, he asked her to start again, quote, in the right way. As far as she's concerned, the marriage was legit.
Really?
Being married to Nicolas Cage for 4 days might be a nightmare. I want spousal support for having to endure 2 hours of his atrocious performance in Peggy Sue Got Married. What was with that voice of his?
You really hold on to a grudge.
Oh, God, it's so bad. It's such a great movie, except him.
The sequel, Peggy Sue Got Married and Now Wants Spousal Support.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
Game of Thrones. Now, I don't really watch Game of Thrones, but it's in the news because apparently the sex scene and Sunday night's episode made people, like, it was apparently controversial. Well, here's the thing. Apparently, one of the girls, her name is Arya Stark. She's, a character on that. She felt the end might be near, and she wanted to scratch one thing off of her bucket list. You know what I'm saying?
See,
so she gave up her virginity to her old friend, Gendry? I don't know. Anyway, the internet went nuts because Arya is played by Maisie Williams, who was 14 when the show started, but she's 22 now, and the character's 18, but people went crazy because she was having sex. But it's interesting because people love Game of Thrones because they have people slitting people's throats all the time, but if an 18-year-old decides to do the Hajibo Barangas with her friend Gendry Gendry over there, people go nuts. Anyway, HBO tweeted out that, yes, in fact, the character is 18. And then one fan had a great response because she said, Arya is 18 in full control and making a choice. She's probably having the least weird and most empowering consensual interaction in the whole show ever. She's willing, deliberate, completely in control, and she goes in like a boss.
Plus, I want to point out, it's a movie. It's a show.
I know, but people are, when it comes to shows and characters and actors, for everybody but you, they have a connection.
What time is it on next Sunday?
9 o'clock.
No too
show. On demand now.
No too show.
Prince was working on a memoir before he died, and now it is coming out in the fall, October 29th. It'll hit the shelves, and it's got an unfinished manuscript. It's not finished, obviously, because he died. Rare photos, scrapbooks, lyrics, deeply personal account of his rise to fame. And then finally, I just want to mention that Adele has broken up with her husband for seven years. They are getting a divorce, which means her next album is gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be a divorce album, isn't it?
It's gonna be the best album ever. It's gonna be better than Lemonade by Beyonce. It's gonna be sad. It's gonna be angry. It's gonna be awesome.
Is she gonna go the slow Taylor Swift route, and it's gonna be all about him?
Well, it's always all about. It's about him and her. All of her albums are about relationships, but now she's got the before it was breakup, but now it's big time.
I wonder if he's going to get all that spousal support now.
Right. Yeah.
She's made a ton.
I know. I don't know. I'm always on the girl's side, so I hope he doesn't. Anyway, I think I'm alone in this room.
Okay.
We're done.
There you go. 105.7 WRR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
And this is where we find out, we separate the men from the boys on the program.
Where the rubber meets the road.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. When a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here at WROR. We have a gentleman.
All the testosterone in this room is just stifling.
we have a gentleman. We assume he's a gentleman. His name is Jimmy Keating. I'm sure he's a gentleman. He's from Waltham, Massachusetts. He's in the trucking and excavating business, and he's our player this morning. Jimmy, how you doing today?
Awesome. What's going on, guys?
Hey, you are, Jimmy, because you're right in the center of everything now. Hey, would you like to give the guys at work a shout-out this morning?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my family and everybody at the shop and the office at WL French and Bill Rickenbass. Best trucking and excavating company around.
I got you. Okay, where are you working today?
I'm actually at the shop in Billerica.
The shop. Okay, good.
Cool.
Well, you understand what's going to be happening here in the next 60 seconds. LBF is going to give you 10 rather difficult questions. Now, you get them all right, and we simply give you $1,000 in Century Bank.
Sounds deep pretty breaths. Cool. Deep breaths.
Yep, deep breaths. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And, just go for it and say pass at any time, but don't pass on too many. If you feel like you got the right answer, just go for it because you don't want to run out of time. Are you ready to play this morning?
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air.
How old are you?
I am 38.
This local school was the first public school in America.
Oh, jeez. Boston Ridge and Latin.
Who killed Robert Kennedy?
Sirhan.
Name one of the parts of the $6 million man that was bionic.
His leg.
A druggist from Atlanta, Dr. John S. Pemberton, invented this soft drink.
Fanta.
What causes the holes in Swiss cheese?
Mold.
Death Valley is located in what state?
Arizona.
Who directed Jurassic Park?
Michael Crichton.
How many teeth does Bugs Bunny have?
Two.
True or false, the praying mantis is the only insect that can turn its head?
False.
You answered them all.
Okay.
Yeah, I got so many wrong.
Okay. So, Jimmy, would you like for us to review this for you?
Hey, like I said, I was only in it for the consolation prize.
All right. Then you are a winner.
And low. Kind of like the Maple Leafs.
As we always say, Jimmy, never try.
No, this is, you did it.
Good.
You got your age right, allegedly. This local school was the first public school in America. That would be Boston Latin.
You're very close.
Very close.
Yeah, you get the Latin in there. The druggist from Atlanta, Dr. John S. Pemberton, invented Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Interesting to go with Fanta,
Fanta.
Though.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Very I mean, it's like
which is sort of,
it's a deep cut. It's a deep cut.
Product,
yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
Love the orange.
Bacteria causes the holes in Swiss cheese. Death Valley is located in California.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I get it. You think I know
the answers to these questions before I look them up? I do not. Steven Spielberg directed Jurassic Park, but Michael Crichton wrote it.
Wrote it.
So I feel like you get extra points for that. Still none, but you know, in my mind. And true or false, the praying mantis is the only insect that can turn its head. True.
Yeah, that's crazy, but yeah, I believe you.
Hey, well, good. That's what I rely on.
So the female can bite the male's head off during mating.
Right. There you
go.
That's my spirit animal.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Now we're moving right into your wheelhouse because you're in it for the consolation prize.
Here we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, a pair of passes for you to see Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame. It's in theaters everywhere on Friday, and you're going to be there. How's that sound?
I'll take it.
Okay,
all right, good.
Hey, have a great day. Thanks a million for being a member of the Nation. Thanks for listening. Say hi to the guys at the shop for us, okay?
Thanks for playing.
You got it. Absolutely. Take it easy, guys.
See ya.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, you want to play the game? You think you can do it? Come on. You got to enter. Log on to WRR.com, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Good luck.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
So if you're a Bruins fan and you're anything like Hank, you haven't slept for like 2 days now because
I'm exhausted.
He's so excited about things that are going to happen at the Garden tonight. So we thought we'd maybe go ahead and kind of get you set up for what you can expect at the Garden tonight. So here we go, everybody. This man is going to tell you all about it tonight.
McElhenney makes a save. DeBrusk steals from Fulk. DeBrusk spins in middle. Krejci scores! The Bruins come from two down. Fend off Carolina and strip the whale of its blubber.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, he's got more energy.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Edwards from Nesson on the line this morning. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
I'm trying to stay calm, trying not to peak too soon.
Okay.
I hear you.
So
you got 11 hours to get ready, Jack.
That's right. Okay, you got to bump it up now. So how are you feeling about this whole thing?
I feel really good. I think this Bruins team has found its game. We saw it in the Washington Caps in a game that they ended up losing to Tampa Bay last season. And I was sitting next to a Caps fan, and I said, even though they're going to lose this game, they've figured it out, and they finished it off with two consecutive wins and went on to win the Stanley Cup. And the door is wide open for the Bruins if they can find a way to get past Toronto, which is a tough out, a really, really good team. The Bruins are going to have the home ice advantage for the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Now, I don't want to think too far ahead, but that is a tantalizing prize for winning this series, because the only two seeds ahead of them, Tampa Bay and Calgary, both already have been knocked out. So the door is open for the Bruins. Can they charge through it? I hope so.
Do you think Tuukka Rask is up for it? He's been pretty good in this series.
Yeah, I don't think that Tuukka has been culpable for any of the losses that the Bruins have suffered in this series. Toronto is a very much improved team from last season. They have signed John Tavares in the last offseason, and Tavares has proven that he's worth $11 million a year to Toronto, because not only has he scored some big goals during the season, but also he's kind of muffled Patrice Bergeron's output when Bergeron has not been on the power play. So that happens a lot in the playoffs, you know, where you have star players sort of canceling each other out. I think a really big boost for the Bruins has been to get Sean Corrali back after surgery for the broken hand, which he suffered late in the regular season. Corrali adds so much energy, and he has a way of coming through in the playoffs. A couple of years ago, it prevented the Bruins from getting eliminated by Ottawa by scoring two goals in Game 5, including an overtime winner. So, you know, guys who aren't always looked at as stars sometimes make the most important contributions at the oddest times.
And now, Jack, now this is going to be on regular old Nesson. This is the last game for you guys to cover for the playoffs. So, I mean, you're going to give it your all. I don't know where you come up with the things you say. Do you have anything referenced? I mean, where does this stuff come from, Jack?
You know, to be honest, I have no idea.
You just black out.
Okay. Just go out for a good night of drinking, or what's the deal?
If you go back to the, you can look it up on YouTube. If you go back to the 2011 first round series against Toronto, which went to Game 7, which went to sudden death overtime, when Nathan Horton scores the series-winning goal, there's this big pause between the Bruins and knockout Montreal, and I was seeing stars around the periphery of my vision. My blood pressure must have been 700 over 500. I mean, the thought went through my head, what if I pass out and I'm on the floor of the booth and Brick has to go solo?
it would be the best call ever. My God.
Unbelievable.
Which of the Bruins, if you had to pick one Bruin tonight to be at the absolute top of his game for the team to win, who would it be?
Patrice Bergeron. He's the heartbeat of this team. And for all that Zdeno Chara has done in his leadership role, and by the way, it's the 13th Game 7 in Chara's career, which ties the all-time record for most Game 7s. But when Bergeron's on his game, he's a nonpareil. He's the best 200-foot player in the game. He finds so many different ways to help his team, and you just have the feeling that he's going to do something really special to set somebody up or make a defensive play that's going to spring a rush that results in a goal. He's the heartbeat of this team.
I mean, Marchand has gone from being just a punk to, like, he's one of the best in the league.
He's an elite player.
Yeah, we should all mature so nicely, right? So, including the guy I see in the mirror when I shave every morning, right? He's a father now, and it changes one's perspective. And there was a Hall of Fame player named Stan Mikita who was considered to be a dirty player in the early 1960s. Yep. And he was a really productive player, but he got tons and tons and tons of penalties. And one day his child said to him, his daughter said, how come you're not out there playing with Uncle Bobby, referring to Bobby Hull, and why you have to spend so much time sitting in that box? and he took it to heart, and the next 2 years, he not only was the MVP of the league, he also was the Lady Bing winner, which goes to the player who's most sportsmanlike. And I'm not saying that Marchand's ever going to win the Lady Bing, but
really?
he's really put a lid on it, and he's kept it under control at even the most intense moments, and hats off to him for making that change.
He hasn't licked anybody all year.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can lick Toronto tonight.
Listen, Jack, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
I may steal that.
Please do. It would be an honor.
Yes, it would be an honor.
Now, we know our viewers can no longer see the game on Nesson
after tonight
from the PlayStation. Yeah. So what's going on with that, Jack?
I don't know. That's corporate stuff. But Sony PlayStation View ducked out of the negotiations in the middle of the night, and they're really putting the screws to Bruins fans by taking Nesson off. And I suggest that if anybody only can get Nesson through Sony PlayStation View, that they go to KeepNesson.com and just voice their complaints, because it's really a disservice. We're going to carry the game on Nesson. The pregame starts at 6, play-by-play starts at 7, and we hope everybody can tune in and see the team that's been covering this team every single practice.
Excellent.
The trip to China and all that, even back to September. And the guys at NBC try their hardest, and they they do a good job, but I've been on that side of the network coin, and there's no way you can know 31 teams as well as you can know
so
one team.
You guarantee no guy standing in front of the camera tonight, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My God.
Where did they get that guy? Okay.
How many people in New England were yelling at that guy to sit down? Right?
I know. What do you sit down?
Hey, Jack, thanks for bringing so much excitement to the Bruins. You've been doing it 14 years.
Really, seriously, man.
Really just unparalleled.
Okay, thanks a million.
Well, thanks for having me, and it's a dream come true for me to work for nothing in the Bruins. It really is.
Okay, awesome. Have fun tonight.
Guaranteed.
Okay, there you go.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wiley Morning Radio Program. And, you know, we're on the radio kind of early every morning. And it's kinda, sometimes it's kind of tough to get up. But there's a new study out suggests there may be a better way to wake up in the morning. This is kind of an interesting thing. So what do you think about this?
Yeah, anyway, I guess this new study says if you wake up to music instead of an alarm, it can get you out of bed faster, and it helps you feel less sluggish and more alert. So, like, you know, I used to have an old clock radio when I was growing up, and that's how I woke up in the morning to some sort of, like, 80s song, and it was great. It's actually really, it's really, really good. Now I wake up to just the basic alarm on my iPhone, which is, sort of, like, thing, and it's fine, and I mean, you have
use the iPhone, the alarm on my iPhone, and I found that I have grown to hate that sound.
Yeah.
I just hate that sound.
It's not a fun sound.
It's irritating.
That's the thing. Like, I'm wondering if I listen to music, I'm going to hate that song eventually.
If you listen to the same song every day. Yeah, but maybe if it's a different song every day.
I also have this little thingy on my arm. It's like supposedly like a Fitbit, but I basically use it to wake my... So it's a thingy that
it vibrates,
and then I wake up.
Yeah, I like that. I used to have that. Now I have... this thing that lives in my house down the hallway that wakes me up 2 to 3 times a night. Her name is Lila. She's 5.
I completely understand that. Yeah. Really, seriously.
Don't recommend it.
How's your mood?
Not good.
WROR, the Lorne and Wiley Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Anybody, 105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is Lorne and Wiley Morning Show. It's kind of a stunning thing I was reading for the World Safety Organization says that champagne corks kill 24 people worldwide every year in champagne cork opening accidents, which is twice as many as sharks kill. And so I'm thinking, champagne corks? Can you imagine?
I have a confession to make. I just learned how to open a bottle of champagne this year.
Really?
Yeah, I never opened bottles of champagne because I was nervous.
Yeah, you're
the proper way.
Or you're going to get killed by one, right?
With the towel over.
Yeah, with the towel. Yeah. And now I can open like...
I learned that in college.
Did you?
I did.
Really?
I was culinary in culinary school at Johnson & Wales.
That probably is a big help.
Yeah, and it's surprisingly easy, and it's not dangerous if you do it
correctly. The right way. You put it
I would never, ever open up a bottle of champagne, say, down in Chatham or anything.
That'll
really elevate you.
Can you imagine how...
The risk factor, I see.
Can you imagine how dangerous a bunch of sharks are on New Year's Eve?
Right.
Unbelievable.
Exactly what I was thinking.
But, it's the dad jokes. Tuesday.
Let me see what's going on.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.